two awards for Key 103 tonight for their coverage of the Manchester Bomb, best coverage of an event, and another one that you've just won as well. Tell us what you've got in your hand.
This is for the Community Award. I think, as I sort of said, really, is that it's really lovely to be recognised, but it would be nice to be recognised for something that wasn't so tragic. You know, obviously we're a music radio station, and to be recognised for these two awards for how we reflected how Manchester felt after those sort of terrible attacks back in May is just absolutely sort of fantastic. So I just want to sort of praise the team, our news team, Michelle, and all the presenters on air, Gemma, Matt and Mike, Debbie, Adam, Daryl, that really worked really hard to reflect that sort of tragic night. And basically, you know, a lot of people didn't sleep for a lot of days as we sort of all pulled together to sort of reflect that.
And as you say, it wasn't just the night itself, it was the days and weeks that followed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, it's always very difficult to really know how to portray that, because, you know, most of the time we're about fun and music and laughter. And I think, you know, what we took our cues from was what the audience were feeling. And, you know, some days they were angry, so we reflected that angry. Some day they were sad, so we reflected that sadness. Some days they wanted to celebrate Manchester, and we reflected that way. And I think there was many poignant moments from, you know, from the One Love concert that we covered, to the, actually straight after this was the Great Manchester Run as well, which we were also covering, you know. And then actually Gemma, Matt and Mike went down to the flower tribute one morning in St Anne's Square, and that was truly magical. So I think what we really tried to do was reflect what Manchester was feeling, and Manchester's a really different place since then, you know, much stronger sort of community and spirit, and we've all pulled together, and I'm really sort of proud of how the team came together to do that.